Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel reading we hear today, there's a phrase our Lord utters that tells us something about divine revelation that's critical to understanding the truth that God wishes men to know. And that is that the truth about the kingdom of God is contained in both the Old and the New Testament. There is no way to have a complete understanding or complete, the revelation is just not complete until both the Old and the New are understood as one integral continuum that unfolds in time, but that is united in the one truth that is Jesus Christ. Both the Old and the New are the revelation of God, the eternal Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. So the Old Testament is the preparation, the New Testament is the fulfillment. And as Jesus is explaining through parables the kingdom of heaven, then he asks his disciples, principally the 12, but those others gathered around him. And it's in the Gospel of Matthew that this word, the scribe, usually we immediately associate scribes with those companions of the Pharisees who are usually criticized, but in Matthew, included among the disciples of Christ are certain disciples who are referred to as scribes who have a teaching role. So they're complementary to or collaborators with the 12, the apostles who represent the bishops. So those who have been instructed in the kingdom of heaven are like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. And this head of the household is understood when we remember the other parable about the servant who is put in charge of the master's household to give the others their food in due time, and then our Lord warns against being that wicked servant who would go out and who would ignore his duties toward the others and beat them and mistreat them and then be caught off guard when the master comes back. So this scribe who is like the head of a household represents those who have to teach the others what is the truth about the kingdom of heaven. And they do so by bringing forth the truth from both the New and the Old Testament. And I'd just like to read a few paragraphs from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which underscore this truth of the unity of the Old and New Testaments. The Church, as early as apostolic times and then constantly in her tradition, has illuminated the unity of the divine plan in the two testaments through typology, which discerns in God's works of the Old Covenant prefigurations of what he accomplished in the fullness of time in the person of his incarnate Son. Christians therefore read the Old Testament in the light of Christ crucified and risen. Such typological reading discloses the inexhaustible content of the Old Testament, but it must not make us forget that the Old Testament retains its own intrinsic value as revelation, reaffirmed by our Lord himself. He said, "I came not to abolish, but to fulfill." Besides, the New Testament has to be read in the light of the Old. Early Christian catechesis made constant use of the Old Testament. As an old saying put it, the New Testament lies hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New. And that's that way of explaining it comes from St. Augustine. All sacred scripture is but one book, and this one book is Christ, because all divine scripture speaks of Christ, and all divine scripture is fulfilled in Christ. That's from Hugh of St. Victor, scholastic theologian. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we in the Catholic Church have been given a great treasury of wisdom and understanding and illumination through the gospel, which is handed down to us through the apostles, so the apostolic tradition, to which we owe the very fact that we have the Bible, the canonical Bible, the inerrant Word of God, has come down through the ages, entrusted to the Church and handed on to us. And it's the Church's mission in time until the end of time to hand on this truth and to teach the world that God has revealed himself from of old, as we heard in the first reading, especially in the most astounding way to Israel when they were brought out of Egypt with powerful signs such as the pillar of cloud that descends on the tent of dwelling and then shows as fire in the night and stays with Israel throughout all their journeys until they were brought into the promised land, an amazing thing, and not just a fable of old, but the truth that foretold Christ. There are many who follow the Old Testament, but see it as behind a veil, as St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Hebrews. We see Jesus, I won't say face to face, none of us have seen Jesus face to face. We believe and have not seen, and yet we do have the vision of faith. And we understand who Christ is through the entirety of Revelation. And we believe everything that is written in the Bible as the true Word of God. And we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, seed of wisdom, to help us see ever more clearly the truths contained therein, which are for our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.